Juwan Johnson and Tyler Shaw spent the offseason living in the same house. The two shared a place in San Diego with their families, per Michael Cauble at WBRZ back on August 2nd, just before this window, and Johnson's own description of the payoff is the interesting part. "I just know where he wants me," he said, "and when you spend a lot of time together, you watch film together. That translates on the field." Kellen Moore backed the idea in the same piece, saying quarterbacks gain a higher level of comfort through repeated throws with receivers. Why that quote matters more for Johnson than it would for most tight ends. The June preview's core question was whether last season's career year was his or just unclaimed. Johnson finished third among all tight ends in receiving yards on 102 targets, but the preview noted the volume arrived in a depleted room, and New Orleans then spent the offseason adding claimants, the first-round receiver, Noah Fant, a blocking tight end in Oscar Delp, Travis Etienne's checkdowns. The stated tell was the Shaw connection, because Shaw threw Johnson 521 of his 889 yards in 9 late-season starts. If the first red look survived the new toys, the career year was a job, not a vacancy. This window's evidence is all circumstantial, but all one-directional. The house-sharing story is the chemistry thesis in its most literal form. The room context holds: Fant is depth for more two tight end sets, and Delp's short touchdown catch from Zach Wilson in Saturday's game, per the Associated Press, is a depth chart footnote, not a threat. Johnson sat that game with the starters, so there are no targets to count yet. And the touchdown rate question from June, 3 scores on 102 targets being unusually cold, remains untouched. Does the June read hold? Unchanged. The connection we called the tell keeps looking strong, but the read was always going to be settled by September targets, and none have been thrown. Next week, watch whether Johnson plays with Shaw in the second preseason game and where the first reads go, especially with Jordan Tyson's injury potentially pushing more early season volume inside. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFLverse.